the Blue Ridge G-Meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins tonight. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Traffic. I will move on. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic and no current announcements will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. Check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we begin our check-in tonight, got a couple of administrative tasks here, so we'll go ahead and acknowledge those folks that use our pre-net check-in functionality available on the BRARS.cc website. Again, that just allows folks the ability to be able to check in to the Blue Ridge G-Meter net if they may not be available for the 9 o'clock calling of the net. So go to the BRARS.cc website, and there's a little wizard talks about the pre-net check-in. Just log in there, log your call sign, and that'll get you connected with the Blue Ridge G-Meter net. Well, give me just 1 second. We'll run through that list, and then we'll move on through the net. In the pre-net check-in list, we've got Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta W2 AMD. That's Andrew over in Simpsonville. Good to see Andrew checking in with us. Up next, we got Fred and his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike. And Fred is up in Traveler's Rest, and Miss Isla as well. That's November 4 India Echo India N4IEI. So always good to see Fred and Miss Isla in there. Up next, we've got Don and Miss Linda. That's KG4 PFI. And Linda's call sign, KG4 QLQ, Kilo Golf 4, Quebec Lima, Quebec. And Don and Linda are over in Piedmont. Up next, we've got our friend Andy up on Table Rock. That's KI4 LZI, Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4 LZI. So always good to see Andy in there. Up next, we've got our friend Kurt. That's Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4 BLH. And Kurt's down in Greenville. Up next, we got Mel. That's K4XMR, Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo. And Mel's over in Prosperity, so good to see him. Up next, we got Leroy. That's Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. Another call sign, always good to see in the logs. Up next, we got Bob. That's Whiskey 1 Romeo Papa Golf, W1RPG. And that's Bob over in Piedmont. Good to get Bob logged in here. Another call sign I like seeing, November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey N4ASW. That's Tony, and Tony's over in Asheville. And Tony brings along Miss Kim. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK. And Tony and Kim are up in Asheville, so glad they were able to check in with us. Up next, we've got Robert. That's Kilo India 4 Lima Juliet Golf, KI4LJG. And Robert's over in, let's see, where's Robert signed in from? Sorry, River Falls. Sorry, couldn't read across my screen far enough. Didn't have the line on the cursor there, but good to get Robert in. Let me go ahead and let this drop about three-quarters of the way through the pre-net check-ins, and we'll let this reset for a second. On with the list of pre-check-ins, we've got Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM, that's Scott. Scott's down in Greenville. Up next, we've got Bill. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, KC4W, and always good to see Bill in here. Hear him throughout the week on the repeater, so glad he was able to check in tonight. Up next, we've got our friend John. That's Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November, KN4RJN, our resident astronomer, and John's up in Brown Summit, North Carolina, so glad John's able to kind of stay with the net. Again, always look forward to hearing John's comments. He's always got something good to talk about. So good to see him logged in here. Appreciate him coming by and checking in with us on Saturday night. Up next, we've got our friend Pat over in Malden. That's K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. And Pat's always good to see you in the logs. Up next, we've got Michael. That's K4AFT, Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. And Michael's over in Central, so good to see him. Up next, we've got Gavin. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo Foxtrot, Kilo KQ4, KFK. And Gavin's over in Taylor's. And last but not least in the list, we've got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And let me refresh my screen, make sure we've got all the pre-net check-ins, and then we'll move on with our RF and Echolink check-ins. Have all the pre-net check-ins for the moment. Good list of check-ins tonight. And again, that functionality is there for those folks that may not be able to make the 9 o'clock check-in for us. Just keeps those folks connected with Blue Ridge 2 meter net and appreciate them taking advantage of that functionality. Before we continue on, I normally like to pause here and welcome any new hams to the area, new hams to the hobby that maybe aren't familiar with checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net or a net. If you want and would like to check in for new hams only, just key up the mic, give your call sign, and we'll walk you through the rest of the check-in process. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. That long pause means we have everybody. Again, just like to leave that pause there to welcome any new hams to the area and new hams to the hobby. Again, I know I'm a little slow at keying up on the mic. And as we've talked about many times, I call the net and kind of forced me to get on the radio. And force is a terrible word to say there, but I don't talk quite as much as I listen. So it gives me an opportunity to get on the radio. So just like to pause there and give folks that may be a little slow on the mic, like myself, a chance to check in there. So it looks like we've got, again, our pre-net check-ins done tonight. Our new hams are done, so we'll go ahead, and it looks like we've got an Echolink station signed in or two. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR Net Control.
Net Control, Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus in Southwest Florida. Good evening.
4HR, please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that tonight, Mike.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Had a third station signed in there, was hoping he might key up, but normally he checks in through RF anyway, and his station just dropped off the log there, so we'll go ahead and acknowledge Gus and Dave's check-in. Up first, we've got Gus. That's Alpha Alpha 4 Gulf Hotel, AA4GH, and Gus sounded good from Florida. Hope it's warmer down there than it is up here, and not quite the bad weather they thought we or had told us we were going to get, at least at my house. So anyway, Gus, good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got the W4DJW. That's Dave, and of course, everybody knows Dave as our net control manager, our net manager, and of course, everything that he does to kind of, again, keep us scheduled and moving forward, running the net. As we joke, a lot of times it's like wrangling cats, and I'm sure on the scene, back end scene, it's a whole lot more than that. So, Dave, appreciate you coming by. I would say if you were coming over RF, that's a good hop from Raleigh, but definitely safe travels as you come back. Or when you come back, but Dave, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us on a Saturday night. Always good to hear you, my friend. All right, looks like we have all of our Echolink stations signed in for the moment. So we will continue on with our RF check-ins, and we'll move since it's, goodness, can't even talk tonight. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group. If your call sign suffix begins with A through D beginning a suffix every call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
4HR. Me and Mike, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight, Mike. 73 to you and all on the net.
HR. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
4HR. Cool, hello the net. This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. This is Glenn in Gray Court. And, I may stick around. I'm going to stick around for a comment or two. And I may do that on Echo Link. So if you see me checking on Echo Link, it's because I don't have a desk microphone with a locking button. But, thanks for calling the net, and we'll talk to you later.
Charlie 4 Alpha X-ray Yankee, rural in Greenwood. Just check me in and out.
4 HR. This is Kilo Juliet 4 Bravo Kilo India KJ 4 BKI. Jack from the south side of Rocky Hill, but do me in and out, man. Y'all have a great one. 4 HR.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 Media Net. And that last station that checked in, I got my call sign and then your location is Seneca, but I didn't get your call sign. Could you recheck with me, over?
4HR, that's...
How to relay that station, the last station to check in. He's kind of dropping out of the repeater.
Relay. 4HKX. That was Keith, KN4CHY.
Appreciate you relaying him in there. Keith, I'm not sure if maybe you got a battery going down or just not holding the repeater. You're really strong when you come in, but then you drop out. Like, I got my call sign, and then you dropped out again on your transmission there. Go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in here in the Alpha through Delta group. Up first, we've got Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick also brings along his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. So, Rick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Dave. That's KB2BYQ, Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. And Dave, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Glenn. That's KD2BNG, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf. And Glenn, got you marked down for comments, but you know, if you're still around when we get to that point, I'll definitely come back and check in with you and see how your day was. But appreciate you coming by and getting checked in here. Up next, we've got Earl. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Alpha X-ray Yankee, KC4AXY. And Earl, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Jack. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. And Jack over there just south of Rock Hill, I think you said. So, Jack, appreciate you coming by. Good signal in the repeater tonight. And Patrick, I'm going to go ahead and check you in here in this group, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick's one of our other net controllers, so Patrick, appreciate you coming by. And I really appreciate you relaying Keith in here. So I was having some trouble trying to figure out his call sign. I should probably know it a little better than I do. But Patrick, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and bringing Keith back in through relay. And, of course, Keith's call sign, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY. And, Keith, if you want to recheck with me, again, I'm not sure if you're just not able to hold the repeater, maybe a battery going down on the HT, just not holding out enough power. Because, like I say, you're strong when you go into the repeater, but then you're dropping out. So if you want to recheck, if you want to check your radio and then come back and check in with me, definitely feel free, and we'll see if we can figure out what's going on. But, Keith, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us as well. All right, let's get one more call for Alpha through Delta, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Now, good evening, Mike. In the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. Good evening to you, Miss Angela, and all on the net. We'll be in and out tonight, Mike.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Gary and his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's Gary's call sign, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary, as always, booming signal in the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. And Gary brings along with him his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee. And Gary, good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Joy stay warm and safe tonight and come back and check in with us again As always, it's good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by. All right, let's go ahead and move on down to the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control. Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. My name is Alton. I am Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. And let's see, what else do I... I'm not going to be around this evening. I got my nephew coming over. We'll be drinking beer or something. So I don't think we'll be around so long this evening. You guys have a nice evening. I'll be listening. WA4HNT on the side.
HR. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Cato, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Mike. I will be negative and negative. Thanks.
4HR. K4HNR. That's Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
G said G, and I'll be in and out tonight, sir.
Pause there for a moment because I had a little bit of a double. Connor, you won out, and whoever the last station was on the repeater, could you recheck with me real quick?
David and Easley, Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu Golf, QSL.
In there. Yeah, you and Connor had pretty much the perfect double going on there, and I got the tail end of your transmission, but he definitely won out. So let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations there, just make sure we've got everybody. Up first, we got our friend Alton. That's Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. And Alton's over in Seneca, so Alton, appreciate you coming by. Always good to hear you, and I got you logged in here as well. Up next, we've got Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, always good to hear you. Getting my tongue tied here. Been a long day. But Harry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we've got Connor. Like I say, there was a little bit of a double there, Connor, and you definitely won out. So Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. And that's Connor down in Greenville. So Connor, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, David, appreciate you making sure I got you logged in here. Just wasn't able to copy you with Connor's signal over there, but not a problem. Appreciate you rechecking with me to make sure I got you logged in here. David's call sign, Kilo Mike 4 Golf Zulu Golf, KM4GZG. And David, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. One more call here for the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody, so we'll go ahead and move to the India through Lima group, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
All right. Hope you and your family are well. Please check in with E4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. All right, good hearing you tonight. Thank you for calling the net, and good evening. Everyone on the net, no traffic, no comments.
HR. Mike, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
4HR. Check in KM4IMF, Kilo Mike 4, India Mike Foxtrot, Mark in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, negative, negative.
4HR. Please check in WW4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's Whiskey 4, JET. And that's Matthew, Northern Pickens County, negative and negative tonight.
check-ins as we continue to move on through the alphabet, but we're currently in the India through Lima group, and up first, I'd like to welcome James. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4, JFO, and James is up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, stay warm tonight, my friend. I'm not sure. I haven't really checked the weather. I don't think it necessarily got as bad as they were calling for, but it's still cold outside. So, James, appreciate that you coming by and checking in, at least keeping the finals up on Caesar's Head warm. So, James, good to hear you, my friend. We'll talk again soon. Up next, our friend Sid. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, good to hear you. Appreciate the salutations as always. Hope you and yours are doing well as well. And same thing I told James. Definitely try and stay warm up there and definitely stay safe. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, Sid. Definitely stay warm up there in Fletcher. Up next, we've got another one of our net controllers, Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. And Duncan, always good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in from Asheville. Good signal into the repeater across the mountains up there to the repeater on Caesar's Head. So, Duncan, good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Mark. That's Kilo Mike 4, India Mike Foxtrot, KM4IMF. And Mark, appreciate you coming by and checking in. And I think this is the first time you've checked in with me, so it's always good to get a new call sign in the log. And sounding good into the repeater, appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us for a few minutes on a Saturday night as well. And last but not least, there's Matthew. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, WW4JET. And Matthew, got your call sign in here tonight. Had a little problem with it, I think, last weekend, but definitely got you entered in here tonight. And good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Definitely sounded good into the repeater. All right, let's give one more call here for the India through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Thank you for calling the net tonight, bringing us all together here. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Well, somebody might come right in there behind you, but it sounds like you might be rounding off our India through Lima group, which is not a problem. Again, you know, we'll take check-ins as long as we can get them. But before we continue on, I'd like to welcome Larry. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo, KC4MFK. And Larry, got you marked down for comments, so we'll definitely come back and keep the finals warm up there on the on the hill up on Caesar's Head as soon as we get to the rag chew portion. But Larry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and we'll be back to find out how was your day later in the rag chew portion. All right, let's continue on down the alphabet. We'll move to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, India Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in, Mike, good evening to you and everybody on the net. N4, NLR.
This is the night, let's set in. 202, Oscar, India, night.
AK4HR, this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, South Carolina. I'll be hanging around until the roll call is over.
Check-ins there as we continue to move through the alphabet on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Up first, I'd like to welcome Jim. That's November 4, NLR. N4, Gosh, Jim, I know your phonetics, and I can't get it out tonight. N4, nothing like radio. There we go. N4, November, Lima, Romeo. Gosh, got to switch back and forth, but I like nothing like radio a little bit better. But, Jim, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Up next, we've got our friend Walt. That's Whiskey 4, Oscar India Mike, W4OIM. And, Walt, sounded good into the repeater. Appreciate that you coming by and hanging out with us a little while on Saturday night. Always good to hear you and get you logged in here. Up next, we've got our friend Eddie over in Simpsonville. That's Whiskey 4, November, Tango, Quebec, W4NTQ. And, Eddie, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. All right, it looks like we have an additional EchoLink station signed in, so we'll pause. EchoLink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, hello again, Mike. Good to hear you and good to check in with you. Good to hear you again, Mike, and good to get to check in with you again. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Mike, and all the net. No traffic in the ratchet. And Mike, I do hope you and yours had a good Happy New Year over your way. But again, KA4PQA. Go ahead and check me in, Mike.
This is AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sorry for that long pause there, Stephen. I was looking to see if I had another Echolink station signed in there, and looks like I've got another station. Maybe he can't check in yet. I'm not sure if he has audio, but if there's another Echolink station that wants me to check in, if you shoot me a text message through Echolink, or if you get your microphone working, I'll pause here in a few minutes and allow the Echolink stations to check in. But I'd like to welcome Stephen. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And Stephen, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. And yeah, we did have a quiet New Year. We stayed up till about 12:02 and then went to bed about that time. I looked at my wife and said, Happy New Year, and that was about it. But sometimes those quiet at-home New Year's celebrations are just as nice. But the neighbors did celebrate. Heard some fireworks going off and some other revelry stuff going on close by. But we just had a nice, quiet New Year's at home. But hope you and Miss Jennifer had a good New Year's as well. And good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. All right, looks like we have all of our Echolink stations for the moment. So we'll go ahead and continue on down the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Mike, and all on the net. And I'll be negative, negative, sir.
AK4HR. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
4HR. And Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. KK4TRJ, Bill and Calpin. I'll be negative and negative.
Happy check-in, since we're in the Quebec through Tango group and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd first like to welcome Tom. That's the N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. See, Tom, I can't get it right. I didn't say Oscar tonight. I'm trying to get better. But anyway, Tom, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and hopefully I'll continue to get your call sign right as we move forward. But Tom, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Up next, we've got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. And Chris is over in Liberty, I think. And Chris, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. I always start your call sign usually right after Tom checks in. So getting that habit going. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight, Chris. Always good to hear you. Appreciate you hanging out with us for a few minutes on a Saturday night. And last but not least in that group, we had Bill. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, KK4TRJ. And Bill's over in Cowpen. So, again, Bill, you're making a good signal up to the repeater. Don't think you got the DX award for tonight. I think I had Rock Hill going over top of you, and maybe some DX over at Echo Link. But that's still a pretty good hop from Cowpen. So, Bill, appreciate that you coming in and making a good trip up to the repeater tonight. So appreciate that you coming by and hanging out with us on a few minutes on Saturday night. All right, let's give one more call. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge T-Meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ. Jim in Taylors, I'll be negative and negative.
You might be rounding out the Quebec through Tango group. Hello, Alpha 2, Tango, X-Ray, Juliet, KA2TXJ, and that's Jim over in Taylors. Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to get you logged in here. All right, let's give that ever-patient group. We'll move on down to the Uniform through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Check in Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Well, welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Maybe our only participant in the Uniform through Zulu group, and you were kind of scaring me there for a second. When I unkeyed and didn't hear you key up, I was like, where is Tommy tonight? But Tommy, appreciate you being patient with us till we got to the Uniform through Zulu group. One day you're just going to have to check in out of turn or something so we can get you in before the end of the net or the end of the formal portion of that. But anyway, Tommy, Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo, K4XB. Always good to hear you, my friend. Definitely stay safe down there on the southern end of Greenville County. Hopefully it's not quite as cold down there as it is up here, maybe a degree or two warmer as you move further south. But Tommy, good signal in the repeater. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call, Uniform through Zulu, before we open it up to that big group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Calls normally means we have everybody, and again, like I mentioned, checking in Tommy there, that's normally who I expect for the Uniform through Zulu group. Not a lot of folks anymore. Of course, let's see, my old call, KJ4, used to have the Z in there, and so I was down there with Tommy until I upgraded and changed my call sign. But anyway, Tommy, last but not least, definitely, so appreciate that you coming by and checking in. But let's go ahead and open it up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. Both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you and everybody else are having a good evening.
Long pause again. I always wonder if I'm going to key up on top of somebody that's trying to check in that's a little slower on the mic than I am. But Larry, I'd like to welcome you and Miss Rhonda. Larry's call sign, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4 SKD. And Larry brings along with him his Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4 AHS. And Larry, appreciate you checking in from Easley tonight. Always good to get you and Miss Rhonda in the log. And appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night as well. All right, let's give one more call before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. The alphabet at least one time in our small groups and open it up to the big group several times. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net. Thanks for all stations that have checked in this far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2. Got a few people signed in to RAG2 tonight, looks like, which is good for me. Good way to start off the new year. So we're going to go ahead and dust off the stump. Stoke the fire a little bit, maybe try and warm it up a little bit. But Glenn, we'll go ahead, KD2BNG, we'll pass the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
Okay, how do I transmit? All right, here we go. All right. I'm coming in on Echo Link because my fingers are getting tired from holding the microphone, and I'm getting tired of sitting in the chair. But, okay, AK-4HR, KD-2BNG. Let's see, you hear me, right? Yeah, where do I even begin tonight? Because I actually want to talk about something which, you know, sooner or later we need to discuss in this country, otherwise we don't have a country. And the thing I want to talk about is Defense Against the Dark Arts. Now, that's actually not my term. That comes from the writer J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books, you know, half a dozen of which were made into motion pictures. Okay, now, those of you who don't know the Harry Potter books or the Harry Potter movies, Harry Potter was a budding young wizard who was selected to attend this magic school called Hogwarts, where he learned the techniques of magic, casting spells, making potions, you know, that sort of thing, in pursuit of the craft of wizardry. One of the courses taught at Hogwarts was a course called Defense of the Dark Arts, or Defense Against the Dark Arts. Defense Against the Dark Arts for a sorcerer is important, because Defense Against the Dark Arts means knowing how to detect when the methods of dark magic, spells, curses, potions, you know, elixirs, whatever, are being used against you to try to influence you, to try to get you to do something that you ordinarily wouldn't or don't want to do. You know, how to recognize when dark magic is being used against you and how to defend against it. So, very important course. Now, you know, what has this to do with anything? Well, it's an especially important topic today, because today is the third anniversary of, let's call it what it is. Today is the third anniversary of a terrorist attack against the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. A terrorist attack where supporters of the defeated president, Donald Trump, were encouraged, who was defeated in a fair and square election, were encouraged to attack the seat of our government, the seat of our lawmaking apparatus, and threaten to kidnap, murder, or do whatever to congressmen, senators, and other staffers in order to change the results of an election. An election that had fairly and squarely been decided against him. Now, you know, first of all, let me say, I try not to be political. Although most people on this repeater could probably guess my, but, you know, I try not to be political, and I try not to even offer opinions. What I say is actually not based in opinion. I try to do things based on scientific and historical facts and logic. Now, okay, let's discuss Defense Against the Dark Arts, which In this case, I'm going to redefine to say defense against disinformation, propaganda, and brainwashing. These single most important skill that we're going to have to learn in this country in order to be good political citizens, but a skill which, in my opinion, is not being well taught or not taught at all. Now, let me ask you this. Of the more than several thousand people involved in the most, you know, the worst day in American history, you know, in my lifetime, what would cause ordinary, sensible, law-abiding, decent people to actually believe the things that they were told, the falsehoods that they were told, to the extent that they would actually take it upon themselves to commit such acts of violence? Yeah, you know, okay, we're not going to argue this right here, right now. Supposedly they went to D.C. that day because they were told, you know, a month or so earlier, oh, by the way, major protest in D.C. January 6th, you know, be there, be wild, which was a code word for people to show up to try to oppose the certification of properly conducted presidential election that the incumbent candidate had lost. Everybody knew, you know, I don't want to hear about election fraud. I don't want to hear about rigged voting. I don't want to hear about any of this because, you know, those of us who live on Terra Prime and not in the alternate universe, and even Treason Guy himself, oh wait, he whose name must not be spoken, let me just call him Treason Guy. Even Treason Guy himself was told by his own cabinet ministers, his own FBI, his own Department of Homeland Security, all of his own people, that there was no election fraud, as far as anyone was able to determine. Treason Guy's own people that he paid to hire to find this alleged election fraud, they also found nothing. All these other independent investigations in Arizona and everywhere else, including the ones by Mr. Pillow Guy, Mike Lindell, who spent millions of dollars to hire these cyber ninjas, whoever they were, they found no evidence of election fraud. So there was no election fraud. So why is it that up until, you know, why is it that hundreds of people are now currently on trial, pled guilty, or in jail? Why did they feel so strongly that they had a risk their freedom, their reputation, whatever, to buy into this lie? So, let's talk about defense against the dark arts. Let's talk about propaganda, misinformation, and brainwashing. Let's first talk about the mainstream media. What's been very derisively called the mainstream media by, I guess, the right in this country, who I guess has the greatest interest in, let's just say, deflating the truth. See, here's the thing. I think it started in the 70s and 80s, or certainly, it's... Okay, the mainstream media, what's the opposite of the mainstream media would be the fringe media. What's been derisively called the mainstream media has been criticized for being unfair, or unbalanced or whatever, or politically favoring one side or another. But let's think about this. Back in the day, you had newspaper editors, you had radio and TV editors, and these people acted as gatekeepers. They had, it's true, they had some political bias in the matter, maybe, but these were the people who decided, you know, what stories were to be reported and how they were to be reported. And that wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Because generally speaking, the newspaper, your local newspaper, your local magazine, your local TV station, local radio station, had to put out a product which was palatable to people on both sides of the political spectrum. It didn't, you know, it had to be middle of the road without alienating either the left or the right or the center. So these news editors, these TV editors, the gatekeepers, as you call them, yes, they did select what stories to report and how to report them, but they knew that they had to put out a product which, for the most part, was palatable to everybody. It could neither be too left or too right. It had to be mostly centrist. Now, local papers, regional papers, whatever, they did have their bias, left, right, or center. For the most part, these biases canceled themselves out. For every liberal paper, you had a conservative and a moderate paper. So, generally speaking, the news picture that was delivered to the public basically was fair and balanced as far as what it covered and how it covered it. Now, starting in the 90s, 2000s, you had the rise of these alternate media outlets, especially which, you know, rocketed a hundredfold with the advent of the internet. So, what happened in the past 20 years, or, you know, or so, is you have the creation of echo chambers. You have media outlets which cater only to a specific viewpoint. And this is because media, you know, the internet media outlets are determined by social media. Social media goes by what people like or dislike. I like this story, I don't like this other story. So based on what you like or dislike, your media feed feeds you more of the same. And that eventually creates a bubble, an information bubble, which eventually caters only to, you know, your viewpoint to the exclusion of all others, and you don't even hear others. Plus, you also had the creation of media outlets, which quietly were, frankly, very partisan. For example, Fox News. Fox News is not a media outlet. Fox News is a propaganda outlet masquerading as a media outlet. They say their motto is fair and balanced. The fact is, they're anything but. You know, it didn't used to be the case. Also, back in the days of the mainstream media, you couldn't generally just make stuff up because you would be sued. Oh, and by the way, Fox News was sued big time and had to settle big time with Dominion Voting Systems because basically they made things up, claiming Dominion voting machines flipped votes around when in fact there was no proof of that. So even in the so-called mainstream media, you had the rise of partisan news outlets. Okay, now, where does all of this lead? basically what happened since, well, certainly since 2016, and certainly before that, is you've almost had the creation of an alternate reality. There was some survey somewhere that suggested, you know, Fox News voters are generally less informed than voters of other, of purveyors of other news sources. What did I read recently? If I could switch applications, I could probably read it off the, hold on, can I do that?
And maybe still having some problems. I'm not sure exactly what happened with him signing in there, checking in through Echolink, but we'll follow up with him here in just a few minutes, see if we can get back with him here. And, continuing on down our rag chew portion, we'll go to Larry. And Larry, we'll go ahead and dust off the stump, find out, turn the heater up a little bit, throw another log on the fire as it continues to chill down tonight. KK4JBQ, AK4HR, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, how was your day, sir?
Char. Well, thank you for dusting off the stump. Appreciate that. Today was, oh goodness, one of the nicest winter days. I know that's not the case all over the country, but right here in the sweet Carolina, it was a pleasant day to get some work done outside that was necessary. The rain kind of messed up a few things. Got trenches in the yard. We had a good bit of runoff in places I'd never seen it before. But it was pleasant, and I think tonight's going to stay above freezing. You know, making me happy. I may have a low blood pressure. I think it's true, and I can be happy about that most times. When I'm tested, wherever I go, you know, they test your blood pressure in a lot of places. It's always lower than average, and I'm told I have the blood pressure and the heart rate of a 17-year-old. Now, gracious me, I would never have thought. I lived past my dad's lifetime, a number of years, you know, and I just feel fortunate to be here most times. Let's see, how shall I start the day? Oh, the day. Well, the day started early for me, something around 3 a.m. One thing I am sensitive to is dry air. And unfortunately, the forced air heating that most of us have in our homes will cook air before, you know, and make it warm enough to change the temperature of the rooms it's pumped into. But in doing that, it squeezes out every drop of moisture out of the air. It comes out of it comes out very dry. So we have humidifiers in several places in the house, and one of them is the bedroom. I've woken up with, you know, such a dry throat that I have to take a drink of water. Well, that helps a little bit, except in the nasal passages, which get raw and such as that. So a humidifier was the cure for that. Now, they're fine, unless they're challenged with the kind of temperatures that we've had, and maybe our house is a little bit breezy. I don't know. You know, some leaks here and there that should be addressed. But the truth is, the humidifier has been working now for many years, and it decided to have a fit. I don't know how else to describe it. The fan, it's forced... it forces air out, humid air, augmented with water, air, into the room, and that makes it much pleasant, much nicer to sleep. But that thing squealed like, I don't know, goodness, a banshee. I'll just say that. I've never heard one, so I can say that. Just taking a guess. And got me out of bed at 3 a.m., and I go over and I slap the thing. I woke up suddenly, and that's not a good thing. And I slapped that thing, and it quit for, 10 seconds, and came right back again. Okay, so I just turned it off. Well, I figure that's got to be replaced, right? Well, I took it apart today and worked on it. Had a vibration in the fan motor, and son of a gun, back to working again. So, you never know what's going to interrupt your sleep. Could be a bad dream, could be, a partner that kicks you. I don't know. Or a noisy humidifier. KK4JBQ.